Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,677 VAR-SGR LLC, Selco Partnership DBA Verizon Wireless, seeks a special use exception to place a telecommunication tower, section 115-23C17 and 115-194.2A of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the northwest corner of Zor Road and Lawson Road. The 911 address is 24296 Lawson Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1 and the tax map is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 10. Again, they're asking for a special use exception for a telecommunication tower. There's no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and there are no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargat & Taylor here on behalf of Selco Partnership. With me, for purposes of Mr. Sharp to do his swearing at, is Sue Manchell, who's a site acquisition specialist, Mike Cleary, who's here from Mazur Consulting, he's the civil engineer, Brian Grebis here is the RF representative. You all could go up and do your formal introductions to Mr. Sharp.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Sue Manchell, 104 Christian Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19147.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Cleary, 2000 Atlantic Drive, Suite 100, Mount Carmel, New Jersey, 08054.
Brian Grebis, Fairview Village, PA, or I'm sorry, PO Box 146, Fairview Village.
And do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Members of the board, this application, the first of two that you get the pleasure of my company for this evening, I think is fairly consistent with most of the applications that we have brought before you in the past. This is an application for a 145-foot tall telecommunications tower with a 5-foot lightning rod on top of it. You can see it's located northwest of the intersection of Zor Road and Lawson Road, access to be from Lawson Road. This is an approximately 70-acre parcel that is an obvious, as the aerial photograph indicates, is a working agricultural use. This is a compliant application from all the requirements with regard to setbacks, lighting, the fencing around the structure and everything. We're not seeking any relief from any of these requirements. This is a standard capacity as well as coverage location. We submitted to you RF plots. This shows the before picture, which the board is familiar with. What you see in yellow is the existing towers that are quote-unquote turned on or to be turned on, where Verizon is currently located. We flip to the after. That shows the impact of the tower once it is constructed and how it fills the gap in coverage that currently exists in the area. As the aerial photograph showed, this one is our typical type of application where we seek to locate where we have tall trees to place the tower against. You would have noticed in the prior photograph that we had up there for you that there is existing trees that this is tucked against. And as with most of our applications, this one is no closer than 650 feet from the nearest structure, and it's generally well over 1,000 feet from all surrounding structures. We submitted the usual reports with regard to these applications. We have our FAA clearance. We have our emissions report that shows in this instance we fall 300 times below the requirements that the FCC places out there for these types of installations, which, as the board knows, takes it out of the concerns that you all have to deal with. We also submitted our non-interference report. We also submitted documentation that there are no tall structures within 2 miles that we can co-locate on. In fact, the closest structures were over 3 miles away, and we're actually on those two structures that fell within the that limitation. As the board is aware, the standard here for a special use permit without any variance is, do we have any substantial adverse impact on neighboring properties? And as you've heard me testify before, this is a single solitary structure that does not tax any resources. It doesn't tax schools. It has one trip in and out a month after it's been constructed. It doesn't add a burden on municipal services, so that we would argue there's no substantial adverse impact, much less any adverse impact on neighboring properties. Now, I will have both Mr. Cleary and Mr. Gribbis come up here for a second so that Mr. Sharp doesn't have to request that I do this, as he usually has to do for me. Mr. Cleary, to the extent that I have offered any testimony with regard to civil engineering aspects of this application, is there anything that I have said that you feel needs to be correct, or is it otherwise accurate for purposes of this application?
No, it's accurate.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Grebus, from an RF standpoint, I've made representations based upon the reports that we've provided to the board with regard to the RF needs for this location. To the extent that I've offered testimony in that regard, have I testified accurately with regard to the contents of the RF reports that have been submitted to the board?
Yes.
Okay. That's our presentation on this application. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you all have with regard to this.
Thank you. We'll start with members of the board. Mr. Workman, I'm going to start with you.
No question.
No questions at this time. Okay. Mr. Rickard.
How many available spots are you going to make? I don't think I heard you say that.
We would be complying with the code's requirement for up to two co-location opportunities on this tower.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. Good
the
catch.
Other question I'd like to ask is, I'll read you something, and then maybe your engineer can shed some light on it. Thought in my mind for quite a while. To date, there had been no credible studies conducted whose results showed evidence of any adverse health effects at the above exposure limits. Now, that's a controversial thing nowadays. I'm sure you're aware of it.
Yes.
And I'm aware of it because I stay up current events, right? Not on the elections, on other things too.
The elections will take over next year.
If you've got any feelings, although he's made that statement, your engineer,
mm-hmm.
If they're going any further with this study or anything like that, or I know they're trying to get this done.
I'll tell you, I think there's two different things that I can do in response to that. The first is the general fallback of the FCC. The FCC establishes what the FCC believes are the safe minimum levels of output below which there is no risk. What we do in our analysis is we do, as you've heard us say before, we do a worst case scenario. We turn everything on full. We put you standing right next to the tower. We have it fully co-located, and we still fall 300, at least. Yes. And when we make our representation, when you hear me tell you, and the report states, the engineer's report, that we're 300 times below the minimum acceptable level, that's under that worst case scenario analysis where everything's turned on, it's fully loaded. You're standing right there, so you're getting double reflection both down as well as off the ground. So we're well below it. And the FCC and the Telecommunications Act basically says as long as you document that you fall below the number, that's as far as the inquiry goes. Now, secondarily, I know because you like to read stuff as I do, and I've had to research this in the past, if you go to the American Cancer Society's website, they actually have a page or two about the cell phone, the argument that cell phones are cancer causers, and they actually say that it's not. There's no documented evidence to support that there's a link between the two, and I've always taken a little bit of comfort in the fact that the American Cancer Society is actually willing to put that, you know, you can find it on their website. So that's my answer, Brian. I don't know if you have anything you want to add to what I've stated in that regard.
You've stated all the standards.
If you can step up, yeah, so we can catch on the mic.
So you've covered all the standard facts that we normally go over when discussing the emissions analysis. Just again, in order to be able to say, to give it a threshold, we use that worst case scenario, and the radios are actually use power control, so they use as little power as possible
when they can, so that, again, that's the maximum, that's a worst-case scenario, all the radios turned on all the time, and, you know, the phones, as many phones loaded on that site as possible, so which typically isn't the case.
The requirement from the government of lower wattage phones is exactly why you need more towers now, is that correct?
That is true. So back in the day when you had what was called a bag phone and you carried it, that could put out a watt or 5 watts, and you know, you had far few towers serving an area because that phone was so powerful. But actually that phone was, you know, that the reason it was in the bag was to keep the antenna away from your head. Now the phones now may operate a quarter watt or less. So there's the power is far lower, and that is the weakest link of the transmission. So you need to be able to space the tower so that that quarter watt phone can get back to the cell tower.
Is that what it is, quarter watt?
Yes. These phones typically put out a quarter watt, maybe as high as half a watt, but it's significantly less than what the old bag phones put out.
Thank you. Richard.
Don't say old when you say bag phone.
Okay.
I think we all harken back to probably Michael Douglas on the beach during Wall Street when he's got that big bag phone in his hand.
My day. Mr. Hudson, do you have any
questions?
Mr. Miller?
No questions.
Okay, are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Two.
There's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has presented the case and suggests that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. We didn't hear any testimony to the contrary. I make a motion. We approve case number 11,677.
And Mr. Mills, just to be clear, you also believe that they met the standards for the cell phone as set forth in the code?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickon that we approve case number 11,677. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickon?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,677 is approved. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,677.